Welcome, Brian.
Hi guys, thank you very much for inviting me to speak. Great to see you all. Wow, 17 people. It looks like from all around the world. I love BBA, I gotta say, and it's one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given. So Jeff asked me to speak. I said I might go a little left field. So today I'm going to talk about the notorious G-O-D. Now that's an intentional, maybe it's an obscure musical reference, but it's there's a rapper called the notorious B-I-G, I think, Biggie Smalls, and I'm robbing and stealing Jeff's wonderful expression. But yeah, my journey in BBA and in Al-Anon at the start has been a spiritual one. And, God, to me, is spelled with a small g, is a matriarchal figure, female figure. And, how I practice or how I get conscious contact is one of the things I use is a form of meditation, which is often music. I wanted to share just a few stories or anecdotes or kind of experiences in my life that run along this theme. So the reason I bring up something like music is to me, I've had a pretty challenging couple of years recently, the last 2 years, and the tools that I learned in BBA, the practice of prayer, the practice of meditation, have really held me in great stead, have held me afloat, and a way towards gaining that conscious contact is letting go. Is quietening my mind, is understanding thoughts, aren't necessarily reality. Someone explained to me, breaking down prayer and meditation, that prayer is, for me, and I really subscribe to this, the prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God. But nobody said we can't have fun along the way, and that doesn't mean that life is not painful or serious. And I might just reference some stuff that's happened to me in my life recently, which is some heavy, heavy shit. Pardon my French. But it's funny. Last week I met Jeff there in Vienna, and we were just talking through a lot of my recent experiences, and I talk often about being at a crossroads where there's two turns, and really that turn is either higher power, conscious contact, or it is self, will, and ego. And I use this analogy that often I find myself when I'm out of kilter, when I'm not God aligned, I end up going many, many crossroads beyond the intersection I wanted to turn at. And just that process of coming back to conscious contact, that coming back to God, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have a massive ego, and it doesn't turn that car around and going all the way back. Often is daunting, and that's why I say or use the expression, have fun, and it's important because a lot of my life I recognized having done the steps was very much fear led. I mean, all of you that have done the BBA way will know what I'm talking about, where we do the fear inventory, and I had just got so many fears written down there, and it's such an incredibly cathartic experience to go through that, and then to see at the end that self-reliance fails, that that literally those fears are where we're fear-led, where we're self-aware, where ego running riot, and how to deal with fear is something that's been a massive learning curve for me, particularly in these challenges that I've had in the last say 2 years. And a dear friend of mine helped me understand or even negotiate or consider the idea of my chaos creating my many different things I do in terms of trying to avoid feelings, obsessing too much of all sorts of stuff comes from not being able to kind of stand still and, you know, pause. And something like music really helps me do that. So just to come back on that theme, I have had and still have quite an amount of prejudice, for example, towards organized religion. It's something I'm looking at, you know. So whether, you know, it's Allah, it's Buddha, it's God, it's the universe, it's Mother Nature, it's the Rolling Stones, I think whatever helps us access a power greater than us is all there is. I have this prayer treatment that I read every day, and one of the most powerful words for me is the idea that concept that God is love, that it's a power, a higher consciousness. And, you know, just when we talk about, when I touched on the idea of prayer, listening, talking to God, the process of talking to God, and meditation, listening to God, music is where I would often, in so much of my life, use it as a way of meditation. You know, I think we either have an attitude, I talk about those crossroads, or it's also though just that, you know, that turn. Do we turn to a feeling of abundance? Do we turn to a feeling of love? Do we turn towards love, or do we turn towards fear? And music is something that very powerfully helps me turn towards love. What I talk about the last 2 years involved me losing everything I have materialistically, in terms of I ran businesses and I went bust and lost everything. I also encountered serious illness in both of my parents, where I both of them were incredibly ill. And in all of those things, there was such a gift. And I might share some of that with you in terms of, and that's what I mean by attitude, where you turn, you experience deep fear, but you have a feeling of being looked after. And you have a feeling of a power greater than you doing something for you that you couldn't do for yourself. And some of it is hilariously funny, but at the time it's not funny, you know. So, you know, I bring up Elton John, for example. I was struggling with my businesses, and I was doing all sorts of things to try and stave off a bankruptcy. And I had so much support behind me, in particular a financial advisor and a lawyer. And not to go into the details, but there was huge amounts of work being done on my behalf to try and save me. But I came to a conclusion that it was impossible. But to come to that conclusion, a dear friend of mine had to sit in the car with me for, I think, about an hour and a half, with me going into every minute detail of what was going on and the different permutations of what was going on. And we were on the way to see Elton John. And we got to Elton John, and, you know, I love and enjoy Elton John greatly, but I don't think I could concentrate or hear half of the concert. And I was probably bugging the crap out of this poor friend who had to listen to me in the car on the way. I'm looking at him actually in one of these, it's Thomas C there. Great that he's here to listen to this. But so we drive along and we get to the concert, and I'm probably still talking to him in his ear, which I do at times at concerts. But at some stage, maybe halfway through the gig, a clarity came that what I needed to do was to let go, was to just face the fear and the you know, really difficult, you know, ego dismantling of losing everything I have, because it was the right thing to do. But I did, unfortunately, bend poor Thomas's ear all the way back with exactly the same permutations. But at least you got to see Elton John, you know. And you know, I suppose I'm being comical, but I'm not, because it's something that helped me let go of a situation where I couldn't. And anything that you can access, which, unless I'm just sharing my strength or my hope experience, is anything that you can access at all to get conscious contact is so much what I would recommend. I mean, I'm sure all of you have your own, you know, prayer treatments or your own ways of you know, getting back in these 24 hours. But that is, you know, whatever meditation that is about being present, you know, and music really, really helps me be present. Like the next day I had to go into a lawyer and tell her that, you know, she'd worked ridiculously hard and at this stage not been paid. I had to tell her that I needed to just change direction and just declare bankruptcy everywhere. In my head, I couldn't, it is a funny story now, and I explained to her last week what actually was going on, but she wanted me to declare bankruptcy that next day. And I had to come up with some kind of story that I couldn't, but the reason I couldn't was I had decided to surprise my girlfriend and ask her to marry me the following week in Ireland. And there was also the matter, okay, thank you, of a Stevie Wonder concert that next week. And I'm not being flippant about something that's very, very serious, but that's, how do I put this? Like, so much of what I learned in BBA and working the steps is an understanding that, you know, the idea that everything centers around me is incorrect. The idea that I'm in control is incorrect. So, you know, things like that are stuff that really, you know, when I look back, and the lawyer can now laugh that I asked her to delay for 2 weeks, but I did because of obviously a Stevie Wonder concert and asking my girlfriend to marry me, which she said yes, thank God. But I mean, just other examples, like my dad has been fighting cancer for about a year and a half now, and has thankfully is in remission, and had two goes of chemotherapy. And at the same time, my mum fell in a coma, and we nearly lost her. So that was a very particularly difficult time in our lives. And my dad and my mom, just to cement things, are both active alcoholics. So going into a house where this was going on, something that really helped me detach with love and even love was myself and my dad would watch YouTube videos of music. And I couldn't connect with him a lot of the time. He was very angry. He was very scared. When he gets scared, he gets very angry. But what brought us together collectively was we would look at these videos and we would just connect with each other night after night in the deepest fears, you know, and sadness. Because at this time, you know, I remember doing that, particularly when she was in a coma. And it just took us away. And that was a very special time. I'm running out of time. I'll just use a few more examples. From my 40th birthday, a dear friend of mine tried to teach me how to sing. Now, she failed miserably, but would never admit that. But I then, for my party, I gave a concert, and I was really atrocious in terms of performance. But for me, what that was an expression of letting go, an expression of being able to accept myself. And I learned that in the program. And that was, again, music. I remember sitting in a room, it's just at the bottom of a place called Marienhoferstrasse. I remember standing in front of a microphone and never feeling a piece like it in my life. And again, that's music, and that's a form of meditation. I can't wait to dance with abandon, with friends at a party in my house or in a club. I'm way too old to be going clubbing, but I fully intend to. And I suppose I'm trying to use these examples because I have a God that loves me no matter what. I say that every day, and I say God is love, but also God wants us to have fun. I believe that with all my heart, you know, because part of, like, you know, some of my treatment is the AA Big Book 86-88. And you know that bit that we talk about, you know, where we, you know, we ask God for inspiration, intuitive thought or decision, and those words that come next, we relax and take it easy. So whatever, maybe music doesn't mean the same thing to you guys, but I suppose all I'm trying to put across is that whatever we can find, whether we believe in Buddha, whether it's Mother Nature, the universe, God, whatever, it's just forming that ability to let go and surrender and be willing. And so often that happens. And that, when it's on a collective form, I'm done for time. I may ask a little bit longer. It's 25, there we go. But yeah, so that's, I can't read my own writing. Yeah, but that's kind of it. Such an honor and a pleasure to be asked to speak. And thank you very much.